Bonjour, ne suis pas donc. Vous avez gauche, ne dis ne casse. Magazine in douden. Vous avez un in douden, je pas. Ou je pouvais mon gikino magé, ou ni, ne dau. An in do ma, et que do work. Ne one et tout, men, ne den wave, ne nan. Giga go wedge men yo o. Kia be na, ni gande bob marzi, magako, je pouvais mon. Mi onji nungum, ni we kwa jitumen te o shikunamang, ni denwewe ni nan. Ja igwa, ni ngiga gwe jimaga nu uchika chien shnabe, kwa uma wa swaganin, tu widu kawiyang. Ikke dowa, da giu, gaya giga dojik, ki shpinning da so gijik, o shkien shnabe, we bizandan yo o oji bwe mwen, minawa we ga giga do. We agin da so, minawa we oji bige, Gegitugo gashkatu da ujibwemu, weweni. Ahawadash, miyo o gedi shichigeyang. Dutaman dibishku ga nakanigewa da giu kayaki gedujik. Isa iu. Hello, everybody. My name is Ozawa Gosh. I'm from the Eagle Clan, and I am from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. Teach Ojibwe language. Some here say we are losing our language. And I'm going to ask you this. Will the Ojibwe language continue to live in the future? This is why we here are trying to save our language. Already we've asked various elders here at Lac du Flambeau to help us. Those speakers, they say, if each day a young person will listen to this Ojibwe, and will speak, and will read, and will write, surely indeed he will be able to speak Ojibwe correctly. Okay then, this is what we shall do. You also should do this, just as the elder speakers have decided, as they have directed us to do. That's all I'll say at this time. The following podcast was produced by the Lac du Flambeau Ojibwe tribe with the assistance of the Administration for Native Americans. In this podcast titled Anuj Owesiyuk, or Various Animals, we will introduce 20 Ojibwe terms and 10 phrases associated with animals. As the elders have directed, it is important for you to listen to these sounds daily. Also important is for you to speak. Use this podcast to listen and to speak as prompted. You will not learn all of these new words in one session. A workbook associated with this lesson is available and should be used. The workbook is available in a PDF format on our podcasting site, Podomatic. If you have any difficulty in locating or downloading the workbook, please contact us at 715-588-4237. The workbook has activities involving reading and writing Ojibwe Mon. The goal of this podcast is to help you grow as a language speaker. This growth must be measured. At the beginning of each workbook, a pretest is present. Do the pretest first. Following your completion of written activities and daily listening activities, you should now take the post-test. You will now see and realize your growth in the Ojibwe language. We will now begin with the 20 new terms, or as we say in Ojibwe Mwen, Oshki Ikiduinan. In this section, I will first say the new term, followed by the English translation. Listen carefully. Following this, I will speak the new terms again, only in Ojibwe. There will be a pause, which allows you to repeat the word. Try to repeat the words as you hear them. Beijing. Makwag. Makwag. Number 1. Bear. And bears. Nij. Maingan. Mainganag. Number 2. Wolf. Wolves. Neswe. Wisagazi maingan. Wisagazi mainganag. Coyote. Coyotes. Niwin, Wagush, Wagushug. Number 4, Fox, Foxes. Nanin, Wawashgeshi, Wawashgeshiwak. Deer. Ningotuaswe, Amik, Amikwag. Number 6, Beaver, Beavers. Nijwaswe, Wajashk, Wajashkwug. Number 7, Muskrat, Muskrats. Ishwaswe, Ajidamu, Ajidamuk. Number 8, Squirrel, Squirrels. Jangaswe, Wawabiganunji, Wawabiganunjiyuk. Number 9, Mouse, Mice. Midaswe, Wabuz, Wabuzug. Number 10, Rabbit, Rabbits. Midaswe Ashibejig, Nigig, Nigigwug. Number 11, Otter, Otters. Midaswe Ashinij, Ojig, Ojigwug. Fisher, Fishers is number 12. Midaswe Ashiniswe, Wabijeshi, Wabijeshiug. Number 13, Pine Marten, Pine Martens. Medaswe Ashiniwin, Jangweshi, Jangweshiug. Number 14, Mink, Minks. Medaswe Ashinanin, Gi. Number 15 is a past tense marker, did. Something was done. Medaswe ashiningo doaswe, wabam. Number 16 is a verb. Someone sees someone. This is a verb stem that must be changed. Medaswe ashinijwaswe, yaau. Number 17 is a demonstrative or a pointer word. It is animate. That one that is alive. Medaswe ashe ishwaswe ina. Number 18 marks a question. Ina is used to indicate a question is being asked in a phrase. Medaswe ashe jangaswe agiu. Agiu is also a pointer word. It is plural. Those ones that are alive. Nishtana, Vijinago. Number 20 is a time word meaning yesterday. In the following section of the podcast, I will voice 10 phrases associated with the new words. I will again give the English translations. Following this, I will once again repeat those 10 phrases using only Ojibwe. Practice these phrases daily. Also, realize you can change the phrases easily by interchanging the various new words you have learned. We will now begin with the Oshki Ikkiduinman.
Beijing. Ki wabama ya o makwa ina. Nij. He ni wabama ya o makwa. Swe. Gawin ni wabama sin ya o makwa. Niwen. Ki wabamag agiu makwag ina. Nanin. Ha niwabamag agiu makwag. Ningodwaswe. Gawin niwabama siwag agiu makwag. Nijwaswe. Gigi wabama ana yao wawashgeshi biji nago. Ishwaswe. Ha ningi wabama yao wawashgeshi biji nago. Jangaswe. Gawin ningi wabama sin ya o wawashkeshi pichinago. Pedaswe ningi wabama bejig makwa menwanij wawashkeshi wag pichinago. Gawin dashkin gigi wabama se wag agiu wabu zook. Mew. I am now going to use the 10 new phrases, or as we say in Ojibwe, Medaswe Oshki Gagigidowinan. In the phrases, the new words learned will be applied. In phrases 1 through 3, we will use a singular approach, as we only mention one animal. A question, followed by both an affirmative and negative response, will be used. Notice how the noun, verb, and pointer word all agree. That is, each part of speech is singular. In phrases 4 through 6, the same approach will be used, now using a plural approach. Notice how the verb, noun, and pointer word are all now in the plural form. In phrases 7 through 9, the same approach will be used, now using the past tense marker, gi, and the time word, biji nago. In phrase 10 is a statement. This is a compound sentence involving me, the speaker, and you, the listener. Remember to practice the questions, responses, and statements by using various animal words you have learned. Medaswe oshki gagigidonan. Bejig. Giwabama yao makwa ena. Do you see that bear? Nij. He niwabama yao makwa. Number 2. Yes, I see that bear. Niswe. Gawin niwabama sin yao makwa. Number 3. No, I do not see that bear. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 to follow, again, are going to be in the plural form. Niwin. Giwabamag agiu makwag ena. Do you see those bears? Nanin. He niwabamag agiu makwag. Yes, I see those bears. Ningodwaswe. Gawin niwabama sewag agiu makwag. Number 6. No, I do not see those bears. In numbers 7, 8, and 9, we now will use the past tense marker gi and our time word bijinago. Nijwaswe. Gigi wabama ena yaau wawashkeshi bijinago. Number 7, did you see that deer yesterday? Ishwaswe, he ningi wabama yao wawashgeshi biji nago. Number 8, yes, I saw that deer yesterday. Shangaswe, gawin ningi wabama sin yao wawashgeshi biji nago. Number 9, no, I didn't see that deer yesterday. Medaswe. Ningi wabamag bejik makwa menwa nij wawashke shiwag bijinago. Gawin dashkin gigi wabama sewag agiu wabu zuk. Number 10. I did see one bear and two deer yesterday. However, you did not see those rabbits.
That's all I'll say at this time.
Mew.